In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. This morning we have the gospel, which is very alarming, very alarming. We used to, Christ telling us, be cheerful, be joyful, always be happy. Till now, you haven't asked anything of me. Ask so your happiness be complete or fulfilled. Always telling us all these nice things. And then all of a sudden we have a multitude of people going behind him, following him. And now there's an opportunity. Let's please the crowd. Let's be a crowd pleaser. Today we have 10,000. Maybe after 1 month we'll have 100,000. But God does not work this way. He turned around and told them all these harsh things that we hear. What does he tell him? He tells him you have to hate your father, your mother, your son, children, even yourself. That's strange. What do we do, God? What are we supposed to do? You're confusing us. It's a very harsh statement. But God is like that. He told us in Deuteronomy in chapter 4, he says, for the Lord your God is consuming fire, a jealous God. And today in the epistle of St. Paul, he also tells us the same thing. I'm just trying to get it now. So that ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all the persecution and tribulation that you endure. Manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be count worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer, since the things that God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. And he goes on and says, in flaming fire, taking revenge or vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God is a flaming fire that takes vengeance. And in Old Testament, he tells us, I'm a consuming fire. Very, very harsh words. We're not used to it from God, but that's the truth. We have to be very careful, because really Christ is our true physician. He knows exactly what we need. He says these things because it will make us his sons and daughters. It will make us at ease, will make us in peace, will make us have rest. God told us in Matthew 11, come to me all you labor and I will give you rest. A lot of people say, oh look, I need to have a bit of a rest. I pay as much as I can to get one good night's sleep. A lot of us spend a lot of money to go on to holidays to just have rest. And it is the most wanted thing in the world for all humans. You just want to have a bit of a rest. They need to relax. Some of us go to islands where there's no one there just to be there for a few days to get some rest. But the true rest is actually through Christ himself. He's the only one that can give us rest. And that's what he said, come to me and I will give you rest. So if we are to love anything else, beside God, we won't get that rest. We won't be at peace. And that's what he's telling us now. I should be number one in your life. If I'm number one in your life, then all these things provided for you, all that comfort, all the joy, all that rest that you need, you will get it from me. But if we occupy ourselves with other types of love, even if that love is for our parents or our children or our wife, it's the same thing. We need to love everyone through Christ. Then that'd be a genuine love. Otherwise, we are actually worshiping a different God. So God is number one, and he told us, that's it. Unless you accept me as that, you can't be my disciple. I need to be number one in your life. And then we have some examples. We have Adam, for example, who loved his wife more than loved God at the time when both ate from that knowledge tree. He loved his wife more. And that's why he fell in sin. We have Samson as well. He loved Delilah at one stage more than God. And what happened to him? He lost his eyes, he lost his power. He was away from God because he loved somebody else more than God. And then we have a lot of examples of good people that loved God more than anything else. Obviously, all the martyrs, all the saints, because in actual fact they were martyrs, but they haven't been killed. And we have Abraham. Abraham loved God more than his son, his beloved son, his only son, that through him all the promises would take place. He left early in that morning, so his wife doesn't know, because Sarah, if she knew, she might have stopped him. And then after 3 days, he told the servants to stay put, and he took Isaac by himself because he was worried that they might stop him from what he was about to do. So he loved God more than anything else. And we have God the Father as well. He loves Christ, but he gave his son for us. That sort of love we need. We have, for example, another one, Sandy Miana, for example. She loved the Lord so much, and she loved her father as well. But when he was worshipping the idols, she said to him, I don't want to know you. You're not my father anymore. So God comes first. That's what we need to do. We have God in our lives as number one. Sometimes we get busy, like in the beginning of that chapter, God invited a lot of people to come to his feast. And some of them had start having excuses. One said, look, I bought a land. Let me go and look after it. One said, I bought 5 oxen. Let me go and check them. Third one said, look, I'm just got married. I'm sorry, I can't come. All excuses. So if we follow these excuses, if we follow to love something else beside God, then we have no chance to be his disciples. And in order to be his disciples, we need to empty ourselves, put him first, and through him we can love everyone. As soon as we have him, as soon as we love him, then we can love everyone earnestly, and we can love even our own enemies, which is the hardest thing of all. So we need to be close to God, to love God, in order to be able to love everyone else. Even he said, don't love your own self. All the martyrs didn't love themselves first. They loved God and they gave their lives away. We need to be like that. We have no chance of being martyrs at the moment, but we can put every other love that we have in our hearts beside God, put it aside. Okay? And that's part of martyrdom. Then we can have God as number one in our lives, and He will actually give us this joy, give us this happiness, give us this rest that we talked about, and in the end we'll become His and become His disciples. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.